On Sunday afternoon, a large group of volunteers, including some secondary school students, made their way up Benbow Mountain just outside Manor Hamilton, and we installed our Heart on the Hill light installation. And basically, that is to mark the global climate strike. It'll be lit from 8:30 to 12:30 every night for a week. And it is to mark the global climate strike. It's to encourage, I suppose, students locally and the region to take action and to stand up for, you know, real and meaningful action from governments on the climate issue. So it's a hugely important topic. I suppose another reason that's very important for us in the region is that, you know, the global climate strike is about creating sustainable futures, you know, moving away from fossil fuels. And for us here, you know, we're still very much under threat from the fossil fuel industry, both in the region and in the country as a whole. You know, we still have the ongoing live application for fracking in County Fermanagh, but we also have a situation where the Irish government is actively promoting the importation of fracked American gas into the Shannon Estuary that will then be sold on in Ireland and to Europe. So we don't think that's consistent with declaring a climate emergency, as the Irish government did. We don't think it's consistent with meeting climate change goals. So we're asking people, you know, to take action both on a local level in relation to keeping pressure on their politicians in Fermanagh, but also nationally as well to keep pressure on the major political parties and all TDs that we don't want the importation of fracked gas into the country. You know, we fought a campaign to ban fracking for a number of different reasons, the health impacts, the social impacts. So it's not consistent then that if it's not good enough for us that we should then import fracked gas from other communities in the United States. It's one of the dirtiest fuels and it shouldn't be part of any future we're trying to create.